Good morning, and thank you for joining us today as we commit to supporting your life journey as you build your spiritual consciousness in knowing the truth of your being. Your commitment to this journey empowers you to become your infinite self. Let us begin this morning with the prescription for spiritual alignment. We are aligned with the presence of God within. We are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. The God consciousness within helps us discover more about who we are. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious minds. Amen. Now, this morning, Jane will be revealing to us the importance of uncovering our subconscious and how important the purification process is to our journey into fourth dimensional consciousness. Here we go.
Hello there, my fellow travelers. Here we are on this journey together, another week, another time to connect with each other, and another time for us to move in consciousness. As you can see, I have my handy little book in front of me, the Spiritual Power Tools, Support for Your Soul. And we have been talking for the last few weeks about the difference between the third and fourth dimension, and the advantages of being a fourth dimensional consciousness versus being in the third dimension. But now I want to add something more to all this. In my Spiritual Power Tool book, of course, there is the spiritual iceberg. And the spiritual iceberg is here to help you to understand that you are 1/10 conscious and 9/10 is submerged in the subconscious. And there's only a little bit, as you can see, that's surface, and that's only 1/10. The 9/10 is covered. However, there are times in your incarnation when little spurts of the subconscious come up and surface into the conscious mind. Every lifetime that you've ever lived, every thought, believe this, every thought that you've ever thought is submerged in this 9/10 subconscious. And when I realized that, I thought, oh man, what am I going to do about getting this subconscious taken care of? Because the goal of all spiritual aspirants like yourself, who is on this journey to discover the true self within the self, which is the God presence within you, has to understand its whole self. And that means, forgive me for saying it this way, you have to understand the whole iceberg. You have to understand it all. So I'm just going to pretend for a few minutes here, bear with me, that this iceberg is who you are. And all this is in your subconscious. And this part is only 1/10 conscious, and look at all the stuff down here. And what happens is that you meet up with another iceberg. And those icebergs kind of collide. And if they collide, they disturb the subconscious and chip away at some things that are buried in your subconscious mind. And then they come up floating to surface, and now the two icebergs are having a conversation, and it goes like this. Well, I don't know why I don't like you, iceberg. What's the matter with you? I don't like you. You bumped into me. I'm not happy with you. And that iceberg doesn't have the slightest idea that the iceberg that he's tapped into has created a vortex of energy for The two, to work out something in the conscious mind that they're in now to release some old programs. Old programs. You see, you have all kinds of old programs in your subconscious, all kinds of judgments, all kinds of understandings about each other, understandings about who you are. And they have to be broken up. And what breaks up the subconscious is the master teacher who is working with you is starting to chop away at your subconscious to bring it up to conscious mind so that you can deal with your subconscious issues that you didn't know existed until now. But you have to be one with your whole self. Evolution on this whole planet is only for one purpose, is to become God realized. And you've had all kinds of lives where you've been a little I with a little dot on top, and you are filling up your subconscious with thoughts created from this little I that you are, and sinking into the subconscious, and all this stuff is here, and now you're here to deal with it. A lot of work has to be done to support you in finding out your whole self. And this is where I find a lot of my students get really upset, because they suddenly realize that there's a lot of work to do. And they thought that this was just going to be a walk in the park. Of course, I want to go to the fourth dimension. It's probably, oh, it sounds very interesting. Oh, I'd love to get control of my mind. I'd love to be more peaceful. But it takes work on your part. You have to have courage, courage to open up the many doors of the subconscious. There's many doors here that have to be opened, understood, because your soul has a huge history about itself. And you say to me, why is that necessary? Why do I need to know these things? What is this spiritual program so complicated? Well, we've made it complicated ourselves through the many lifetimes that we've lived, and we've added one layer after another layer after another layer after another layer, and they have to start to evaporate and be let go of. Because the goal is to become 100% conscious, and when you're 100% conscious, you are God conscious. So the veils have to be lifted. And there is a veil here that has to be lifted so that some of the stuff in the subconscious can come up to the conscious mind and be dealt with. The programs that have to be dealt with were things that you may have put in 20 lives ago, but have been still instilled in your subconscious and reinforced and reinforced and reinforced and reinforced. So there's this decision that you could have made when you were very simple consciousness that now is in the getting in the way of opening up the door to your higher self, to that wholeness, the wholeness of God in you. So there's a wholeness in you that is dying to come out. It's your soul pushing and pushing and pushing you and supporting you to let go of this personality self, this little I, and expose this little I to the big I, the I am presence within you. So this job is of utmost importance. To be able to go and look into the subconscious of ours with the help of a master or a teacher to help you to walk this narrow, narrow path. It's very narrow because you have to be fortified and ready to receive this information before you can really get any of this information, because it's sacred information about your own personal self. And if you are the least bit revengeful, wanting to get even in any way, resentful, whatever, you're not going to get any of this. Nothing will be given you. Why? Because this information is so sacred that it can be used against yourself or against somebody else. So you have to have a purification of self in order to really get down to the inner dwellings of who you are. This process is definitely a process. And when I started the process of digging down into here, I didn't know how much work it was going to be. And I thought, oh, I saw the first little piece of a past life, and I thought I had made it all the way to the end. Yes, oh yes, I had thought I made it. And it wasn't being made at all. It was just this little piece of the iceberg. And I wasted a lot of time thinking I had made it when I hadn't made it at all, and had to come back to the understanding there was a lot more work to do. So when I found the iceberg in a magazine one day, I thought, oh, this is perfect. 1/10 is showing, 9/10 is below the surface, and this is my work. My work is to allow the energy of God to chip away at my iceberg, bringing things up into conscious mind. Then I could deal with them, and then I could resolve them or erase them or let go of them. The wonderful part about this journey is so much of it is already forgiven by God, the infinite, that you only have to look at the things that have tripped you up in the past and are tripping you up right now. This is a wonderful thing that you have to do. It takes courage. It takes patience. And above all, it takes commitment and meditation. The meditations that we've been working on and the observing of the self that we've been working on have been all preparing us to start chipping away at this iceberg in you, the subconscious. But we have to have a steady spiritual practice where we are dedicating ourselves to connecting to our higher self in meditation, where that energy can come in and through us and start chipping away at our subconscious. So meditation is the key, always the key, always the key to moving in consciousness. It's not simply that you're sitting there doing nothing, which I thought I was, well, I'm sitting here doing nothing. Oh, I found out I wasn't doing anything. I was doing a whole lot. Even when my mind was racing, I was doing something. Because I was diligent and was wanting to know what's in the subconscious, because I realized that I had one, and I realized that it was popping up into my conscious mind, that I had a responsibility now to my soul, not to my personality. There's so much out there about our personality and how to be successful at our personality. Well, I'm doing a whole video on how to be successful with your soul, because your soul will be with you and has been with you. Your personality will drop, and you will just simply come into another lifetime with another personality that you're going to have to drop. Well, why not do it now? You have a teacher. I'm sitting here in body talking to you. You have a teacher that understands this, has been through the war, can support you in getting through this narrow, narrow bridge that you are going to be walking through. You have an out-of-body teacher also that's supporting you. So these are all working in the best interest of your soul to help you, to support you in digging down here and getting some information about your subconscious and how to straighten up your karmic book. Because all your karma, all your past lives are frozen in time here. Frozen. All your karma. And your future karma is right here also. What you want to do is get rid of the things that are going to hurt you. Those things that you're angry about, or you're fearful about, or that you have some devastating experience in the past that is keeping you from maybe taking a step into the unknown. You have to let all that go. All of it go. And it is not an easy job. I want to tell you right now, you have to have the strength to do it. The will. The commitment. If you want to see your subconscious, if you want to see your past lives, if you want to see more of who you truly are, you have to be so committed to that job. And that commitment will speak volumes to the out-of-body teachers that are out there. It speaks volumes to me. How much can I give you? How much are you capable of seeing without getting discouraged or feeling resentment? My job is to support your soul, not your personality. Never your personality. I'm trying to get rid of your personality, that little tiny ego with an eye, because I know there's more to you, a lot more to you than this little eye that's watching this video right now. There's so much more. And I want that to come forth. I want that to be the driving force within you. But you have to be committed to doing it. Meditation, meditation, and then when everything is done, meditate again. And you connect with that vibration and energy that's going to start chipping away at this stuff that is keeping you majorly stuck in this body right now. Your karma that you're doing right now was created probably 100 years ago, 500 years ago, 6,000 years ago, who knows? But you are doing something from the past to straighten something out that you didn't do, that you felt you should have done, and now it's here in your face. I always welcome the things I don't like, because they're the things that are going to help me the most to master. They're the ones, the ones I love and are fun to be with and I enjoy, and that's wonderful. I need that for rest and relaxation. But the ones that really pushed my buttons were the ones I wanted to go work for. I wanted that person to be my boss, to push me around so that I would start getting rid of some of this stuff that I needed to get rid of. And I praised everyone that came in my life that challenged me, because I knew that they were there to help me grow. And as soon as I found out those challenges were there for that purpose, it made it much easier for me to accept the unacceptable. You hear me? The unacceptable. Because usually these people, I don't want anything to do with that person. Their vibe, whoof, whoof, whoof. That boss, I'm going to sit in my chair and hope he doesn't see me walk by. No. You focus and say, okay, what about this don't I like? Because this person is a mirror for me to show me something from here, the subconscious, that I need to straighten out. And I am going to do it. You have to have that kind of commitment. Or just go about your business and enjoy your personality. And the many desires that you have that you wish you could fulfill. And if you don't fulfill them this lifetime, perhaps you'll fulfill them next lifetime. You're perfectly free to do that. But if you are inspired to recognize the I Am Presence in you, then this is the class for you. This is the video for you. This is your time to step up to the plate and be that hero to your soul. Hero to your soul. And probably you wouldn't even be looking at this video if you weren't kind of interested in what's going on here. Ask, and it will be given you. Ask. Say, I want to know my whole self in you, God. I want that all the veils to be lifted so I know the true self that I am. And I want to support that I Am Presence that I am. And I don't want to let go of it because I am determined. I am determined to know myself in God. And that's what you have to have, that kind of drive, that kind of energy. And it will be done. Thy will be done. God's will be done in you. And you will get all the help you need. Meditate. Meditate. And then meditate some more. Practice the presence. Practice meditating when you're not sitting in a meditation position. When you're doing the dishes, when you're changing the diapers, when you're driving the car, when you are going into a sales meeting, practice the presence 24/7. Boy, will you move. Will your consciousness move? And it will support you in finding out who you truly are. Thanks for being on my wavelength, and thank you for listening to this video. And I support you in digging down deep and finding out the truth of your beingness. Bye-bye for now.
In this video, Jane tells us that we cannot move into fourth dimensional consciousness without becoming aware of old thought patterns and behaviors. Jane also reminds us that this is a lot of work, and we must be patient. We must have courage. We must be committed to the process, and we must meditate. Jane stated that meditation is the key to moving through this process as information is being brought forward into our consciousness. There was one statement that really resonated with me. And Jane said, we must accept the unacceptable. Moving through this process was heart-wrenching at times. How could I forgive myself for behaviors that were revealed to me during this time, over several lifetimes? I was also face to face with other souls, knowing I was with them before. And as Jane stated, my iceberg bumped into their iceberg. I began to understand that I had a choice, continue to be angry or feel betrayed or disappointed with that other soul and continue to make new karma or ask for guidance from my higher self. I asked for help. Moving through this healing process took many years. And I learned many things during these years. Again, it took courage, it took patience, commitment, and daily meditation. Plus, it opened my heart to forgiveness. We are here to support your commitment to becoming fully conscious. Please join us every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time for our support for your journey gathering. Information is listed in the chat area below. Thank you for your generous gifts to the center. These gifts allow us to continue this work of expanding consciousness for the upliftment of all humanity. Information for donations is also listed in the chat area below. Meditation is a very important part of this journey. So let us take this time to just relax, to be at peace, and move into the silence of our being. Just close your eyes if you're comfortable doing so. Just rest, knowing that you are supported in the chair that you're sitting in. We are moving into a new expression of self. We are open to expanding our consciousness. To become whole. We welcome knowing. Who we are. We are no longer being driven by our personality. We are becoming a soul-infused personality. We are open to a new expression of self. We are meditating daily and we make a conscious effort to still our minds in every moment. We are committed to being in the now. Our egos no longer have power over us. We are dedicated to this process of knowing the truth of our being. Of knowing our whole self in the infinite. We recommit every day to awaken to universal consciousness, our hearts are open. To being unconditional love and selfless service to all souls. We are becoming and we are grateful. Amen. Thank you so much for being with us today. And we look forward to seeing you next Sunday. Bye now.